I wanted to come give you all an update about some things going on at the Texas Water Development Board. I was asked to talk specifically about the newest state water plan that our board adopted earlier this year, the 2017 state water plan, but also more specifically wanted to go into some discussion about the SWIFT program. Many of you will recall the passage of Proposition 6 in November of 2013 that provided for $2 billion to be transferred from our state's rainy day fund into a fund that we call the SWIFT. The SWIFT was created by the legislature to provide financial assistance specifically for projects that we identify in our state water plan. And so we'll go into some discussion about that. We're a few years into the SWIFT program now. We've provided two annual cycles of financial assistance, and we'll talk about what that's looked like so far. Of course, I'm sure most of you are pretty familiar with the board. We've been around since 1957, and we'd break down what we do into mainly these three areas. We operate basically as a water infrastructure bank. So we have financing programs, both state and federal, that provide low-interest loans, and in some case grant, mainly low-interest loan for any type of water project that you could think of, whether we're talking about new water supply, which would probably be a state water plan project, for example, or separately existing infrastructure, water treatment, wastewater treatment, flood control, et cetera. We are the state's lead water planner as we oversee the development of a state water plan every 5 years, and we're also very involved in water science and conservation, especially in the area of groundwater availability modeling in particular. So we are not a regulatory agency. We are a resource, but we do, aside from financial assistance, provide groundwater availability models that are used by local groundwater conservation districts, for example, that to base their permitting decisions off of.